Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Vollmer reaches third base with a triple. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Wilbur and he is out, Lapon applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon has Bird trapped. He fires to second, with LePon covering, who tags Bird for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Wilbur and he is out, Goodman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilbur strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio bunts towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bird strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Fain reaches second base with a double. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Vallow now playing right field. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Schmies pinch runs for Dom DiMaggio. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Schmies now playing right field. Hoot Evers now playing center field. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bird strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio pinch runs for George Kell. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.